This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with actor Dominic Kinesi about his foundation that brings live entertainment to nursing homes. But first, a man from San Diego is suing Conan O'Brien, saying he stole his jokes from Twitter. The man claims the jokes about Tom Brady, Caitlyn Jenner, and the Washington Monument were posted on a personal blog and on Twitter before making it into Conan's late-night show, Monologue. The man filed a lawsuit against O'Brien, TBS, and others on the comedian's team, seeking unspecified damages. Selfies have changed the way young women shop. Young women now buy cheaper tops and skirts and accessories that can be mixed and matched so they look their best for selfies. And because of this, retailers are under pressure to turn out new garments based around the latest catwalk trends much more quickly. An economist who's been studying the very rich says a key to becoming wealthy is being a psychopath. The man looked at billionaires and found their rise to being rich involved some sort of scheme for defeating the forces of market competition. He adds that they must be bold, but being mildly psychopathic also helps. Well, there are 12 names that are popular for the first time in the United States, including Annabelle, Piper, Easton, and Hudson. Researchers reviewed the 1,000 most popular names of each gender in each year between 1900 and 2014 from the Social Security Administration. And these names have never been in the top 100 names for that gender before 2012. As we said, Annabelle, Aria, Piper, Skylar, Mila, Paisley, Penelope, Easton, Hudson, Jace, Camden, and Lincoln. A Harvard study predicts the next Super Bowl matchup will be the Seattle Seahawks versus the Miami Dolphins. Researchers from the Harvard Sports Analyst Collective tried to formulate a mathematical method of picking the NFL's playoff teams using Pro Football's reference approximate value statistics, cross-checking it with a few other analytical numbers from other sites, and coming up with a talent rating and a percentage likelihood for every NFL team's chances of making the postseason. Not surprisingly, the top-rated team in both talent and key positions and percentage to make the playoffs was the Seattle Seahawks. Very surprising, but the team most likely to face them in the Super Bowl, according to these researchers, would be the Miami Dolphins. The Patriots, Indianapolis Colts, and Denver Broncos are all at 62% of likelihood to make the playoffs behind the Dolphins and Kansas City Chiefs. The Green Bay Packers are second of the Seahawks, followed by the Detroit Lions. According to the Harvard study, the Baltimore Ravens are given just a 9% chance to make the playoffs this year. Veteran actor Dominic Kinesi is best known as Uncle Junior on The Sopranos and Johnny Ola in The Godfather. Now he's running his own charity to bring live entertainment to nursing homes.
What we do in playing, to make it very short and clean and swift, is we send entertainers, committed, talented, professional entertainers who have compassion and we're willing to go to a nursing home every week. That's 50 times a year. They get 2 weeks off. 50 times a year to the same nursing home, to the same people in the nursing home. So in other words, they become like family to them. And what I'm doing right now is I'm very excited, but I'm teaching people how to do the actual program. It's you put wheelchairs, maybe 25 to 30 in a room, everybody facing the center, and in the circle of that room, it becomes a theater. It becomes a place for the performer or facilitator or the tumbler, whatever you want to call the person. He has a good time. He makes sure everybody has a good time in that room. There's an intimacy there. There's a familiarity, and there's a warmth and a love in that room that can't be duplicated by any kind of machine. And so that's what we do. And I'm personally picking out people I think that may do the job. I do it myself every Sunday. People who can really do the job. And it's something that's very much needed because it brings the theater and entertainment right into the nursing home. For people who just can't get out. And it creates a wonderful atmosphere, and everybody's happy, and everybody gains from it. The nursing home gains, the staff of the nursing home gains, the performer gains, the caregivers gain, and above all, the people and the residents in the wheelchair puts a smile on their faces, and they wait every week for the person to come. And that's basically what it is. That's why I call it Joy Through Art Foundation. And if anybody wants to see me actually do it, they can come. They can call. Can I leave my phone number?
Sure.
Yeah, it's at home. And if there's any clubs or associations that really want to make a donation, if they call me, I will tell them that I would make a personal appearance for a certain amount of donation. That's okay. We can do that, can't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. My phone number, personal phone number, Dominic Chianese, 212-996-9145, or you can reach me at my personal email, domchia, D-O-M-C-H-I-A, 12@gmail.com. Or also, you can go to the website, dominicchianese.net or joythroughart.org. Everything is right on there. All the information is there. I'm putting my heart out there for people to reach me and let me know if they can help raise funds for this very much needed organization. It's a charity. It's straight charity. It's not a business. It's a charity. And every cent goes to the performers. And I make sure that I'll choose the ones that I'm gonna teach how to do this. And I have the space. The space was donated by a nursing home where I can meet professionals who also want to become performers. You know, we pay them, but they have to commit every week. They have to go to the same nursing home. So it's a commitment, Michael.
Absolutely. And I know that this is something that you didn't just dream up. You've lived this life of performing for indigent people and people in nursing homes for decades.
Yes, actually over 30 years. We started with St. Cabrini in Dobbs Ferry. And it's we've been to many nursing homes. But we have two people working. If we can keep those two people working for now, and that's a certain amount. I don't know if I should mention the amount. Should I?
I don't know that we have to mention the amount,
yeah,
but certainly
no,
they're being reimbursed.
I want to keep these two people working. That's why I'm willing to make personal appearances. And then once it gets out there and we get a lot of donations, we'll be hiring a lot of people, and we'll create this wonderful joy that's needed in the nursing homes.
Well, you can tell us firsthand what it means to perform some of these songs, especially songs from the early years of these people's lives. I mean, it just brightens up their eyes and they react to it, right?
Exactly. And they can't wait for the performer to come. Right now we have two wonderful performers going, and I go myself on Sundays to a place in Manhattan, you know, and I look so much forward to it. And we spend 2 hours. The performer spends 2 hours in a nursing home, but they've got to go every week to the same nursing home, and that's what makes it the repetition, the familiarity. You get to know their names, you get to know their songs, you get to just get to know them, and it's a wonderful. And it came from my own experience back in the old days, back in the 80s when I was living in Westchester.
And of course, then you became, you know, a big actor in The Sopranos
and
Godfather.
Thank God for The Sopranos, because it gave me, now I can afford to put all my energy into this. But I want it to be my legacy, Michael. God willing, and I know that it's important. It's such an important and needed thing.
Acting-wise, what's coming up? Last time I saw you, were on Blue Bloods. You were on Boardwalk Empire with a regular character.
Anything coming up? I'm doing that. But I haven't put acting on the shelf. I mean, if something comes along, of course, I do it. But my main focus right now is the Joy Through Art organization. And, if I get a day's work somewhere, I'll do it, you know. But I'm more interested in this public charity right now. I'm so happy you're helping me spread the word, Mike. We do have a website that people can go on it, but to have you personally tell all the people in Westchester, there's so many organizations I feel that maybe they want me to come and take pictures with their club or whatever, you know, or perform whatever they want. I'll come and I'll spend a couple hours there in the evening with them. But they have to make a donation, of course.
Yeah, joythroughart.org. There's a donation click right on the website. I was looking at it. And
you can look at that. And then we just put a wonderful new website, dominicchianese.net, where they have, I talk about The Godfather and The Sopranos and Boardwalk, and then it links to the links right to the donation page, you know. They can do that, too.
Terrific, Dominic. So when are we going to be able to whistle again?
Well, I think we should do it very soon, because it's coming up in September, some kind of an event.
I hope so.
Thank you. be nice if everybody, you know, just sang that to these. You know, most of the people in nursing homes, 7 out of 10 or even 8 out of 10, are women. And Let Me Call Your Sweetheart is sort of like a theme song.
Well, listen, nobody whistles it better than you, and I don't enjoy doing it with anybody but you. So, Dominic Kinesi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Everything.
God bless. I'll talk to you later, kid.
All right, guy. Joyforart.org. Support Dominic's effort to entertain those in nursing homes. All the best, Dominic.
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
With Dominic Kinesi, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.